President Donald Trump voted Saturday in West Palm Beach, Florida. Democratic candidate Joe Biden voted Wednesday afternoon in Delaware. Nationwide, more than 75 million Americans have already cast their ballots. But with less than a week left before Election Day, the estimated $6.6 billion worth of presidential campaigning is still going strong. Biden began his day Wednesday with a talk about the COVID-19 pandemic. He had a strong recommendation for people.
This is not political. It's patriotic. Wearing a mask, wear one, period.
He criticized Trump's COVID response, saying that instead of fighting the virus, Trump attacks doctors, claiming they are over-reporting COVID cases in order to make more money.
You know, our doctors and nurses and our frontline healthcare workers are putting themselves at enormous risk every day. More than 1,000 of them have already died in an attempt to beat back this pandemic and save lives. They deserve to be treated with respect by their president.
President Trump took to the campaign trail in Arizona, a state he won in the 2016 election, but where polls now show Biden in the lead. At a rally in Bullhead City, Trump put the election in stark terms.
But it's a choice between the American dream and a socialist nightmare. That's what it is. And the reason it's such an important is because, you've heard me say it many times, our country will never be a socialist country. And that's where they want to take us.
He boasted about the size of his rally crowds, comparing himself favorably to the late President Ronald Reagan.
Nobody's ever heard, we all liked Ronald Reagan, but nobody ever said, we love you, we love you, we love you. And he wouldn't get crowds like this. If Ronald Reagan, who I consider be top-notch, if he came here, he'd have a couple of hundred people legitimately. He'd go into a ballroom someplace inside, he'd go into a ballroom, and he'd have 200-300 people. And that's for, you know, that's what the standard was. We're having 25, 30, 35, 40, 45,000 people.
Trump had critical words for some of his favorite foes, including Hillary Rodham Clinton and, of course, the media. But he also had some words about his current challenger, Joe Biden.
A vote for sleepy Joe Biden is a vote for open borders, offshoring jobs, shredding your Second Amendment, which is totally under siege, by the way. You're so lucky I'm your president.
He also had harsh words about masking. He made his point by referring to an apparently imaginary type of mask.
And in California, you have a special mask. You cannot, under any circumstances, take it off. You have to eat through the mask. Right? Right, Charlie? It's a very complex mechanism. And they don't realize those germs, they go through it like nothing. They look at you with that contraption and they say, that's an easy one. I'll go right through with the food. Now, how about California, though, where you're supposed to eat with the mask? Can't take it off.
Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris was also in Arizona. She spoke at a rally in Tucson.
From the time Donald Trump was running for office through the time he's been in office, he's had this weird obsession with trying to get rid of whatever Barack Obama and Joe Biden created. Have y'all noticed that? Well, we don't need presidents with weird obsessions. I think it's time for that to end. Do you agree?
She criticized Republican efforts that she says suppress voting.
Why are so many powerful people trying to make it difficult for us to vote? Why are they trying to confuse us? Why is the president messing with the post office? And here's the answer. Because they know our power. They know our power. They know when we vote, things change. They know when we vote, we win.
With less than a week left, campaigning and voting will be continuing for a few more days, including a scheduled weekend event bringing together Biden and former President Barack Obama. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News, KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.